Hello and welcome to the You Matter podcast series. This is session 4, The Door of Silence. The Door of Silence is the door of wisdom. It's the door where we discover our greatest wisdom. In the Door of Silence, we find the master that lives inside of us. The soul is the master, and it's the component of us that travels from one life to the next, collecting life experiences and wisdom of the world. We not only find the soul in the silence, we also find God itself in the silence as well. So much like the door of love, the door of silence holds so much for us to discover. In the door of silence, we can embark on an endless journey that has no bottom. Most of my life, I lived in the confines of my mind, stuck in that endless chatter. And I think I've talked about this chatter of the mind frequently already in this podcast series. While living in the chatter of my mind, I was not really getting into the depth of who I was. And it wasn't until I really learned to lean into the doorway of silence that I started to experience a greater depth to myself. When I started to have experiences of that silent space in me, those experiences started to expand me. It sprung forth questions. The questions like, who am I and why am I here? What is the purpose of life? Questions that never really came to mind before I spent any amount of time resting in that silence in me. Those experiences I was having of dipping into this silent space were beginning to change me. When I look back at my life, some of my first experiences of really going into the silence were the times I spent with my grandmother. My grandmother was deaf, and I've always looked at that as an advantage that she had. It was an advantage for me to grow up watching her go through her life. Growing up, my grandmother spent most of her weekends at our house. And on some of the weekends that she didn't spend with us, I would occasionally go over and spend time with her. This was a very formative time of my life. I remember going into my grandma's home and it was always quiet. The TV would never, the volume was never on. There was no radios. It was just an eerie quiet in her home. When I was a little boy, I used to, you know, I'd run over and I'd turn the TV on as soon as I got there, and I'd turn the volume up and I'd create noise in her environment. But I remember there was this period of time that I stopped going over and turning on the volume of her TV. I remember getting really curious about, what is it like for her? What was her experience? And I remember as a young boy wanting to have the experience that she was having. So again, I didn't turn the TV on, and I just sat there with her in that silence. This was probably one of the earliest experiences for me of a space being silent and there being no noise at all. I remember Grandma and I, we used to play cards and we would write notes back and forth to each other. And there was many times that we would just stop writing notes and we'd just silently sit and play cards. And the time that we spent writing notes, I got to know some of my grandma's, her thoughts and her feelings, and I learned a little bit about her. But then the times that we stopped writing notes, it was like we were still communicating. It's like in those moments, the silence between us came up. And I remember feeling really good in those times where we were just sitting there in silence. Many years later, when I became a tattoo artist, that experience of the silence came back to visit. As I was leaving my adolescence to embrace my teenage years, I remember all of that silent time with my grandma sort of slipping away. The noise of my mind came back into me and was the core of my experiences, the chatter of my mind. And it wasn't until I started doing tattooing that those old silent times started to come back to me. When these experiences of the silence first started happening while I was tattooing, I'd be working away, thinking and talking in my head and talking to my client. But then there were these times where I would just be quiet and the thoughts in my head would go away and the silence would kind of come up in me. At the time, I didn't really relate it to the time I had with my grandma. But when I look back at it now, I could see that there was this familiarity with that silence that was coming up while I was tattooing. And it felt good. And in that silence that started to come up in me, it's like it was starting to work on me. It was starting to bring up questions in me, kind of spur my awakening. And that's what the silence does. When we've been a slave and a master to our mind for most of our life, and we get into a situation where we start to learn how to set the mind down and to stop the dialogue, that silent part of ourself starts to come in and begins to teach us. It begins to share its wisdom. Like I said, it's the silence is the door of wisdom. It's the master that sits inside of us, waiting, just waiting for our attention to be placed onto it. There are times when we go into that silent space and it begins to roar. And there's times when we go into the silent space and nothing is to be found. This reminds me of H.P. Blavatsky's book called The Voice of Silence. I have a quote here I'll read out of it. Before the soul can comprehend and remember, she must unite to the silent speaker. It's then we hear our soul, and the inner ear will speak. So this is what I was starting to experience as I was tattooing. I was starting to unite with that silent speaker inside of me. And the more time I spent with that, the more I could hear it, the more it was opening up something deeper in me. And then eventually, how H.P. Blavatsky explains it, the inner ear speaks. There's this voice in the silence. It sits there in me. And what I've come to learn now is that voice, it's intuitive. It knows just what to do in every moment. The great thing about the voice that sits inside of that silence is it can be a guide for your life, the life that's unfolding in this moment. It's not a guide for 10 steps down the road. It's only the mind that likes to know what's 10 steps down the road. And it's only the mind that likes to live hung up in the past of all the experiences we had. But the soul is there to guide us from one moment to the next. When we start to access the soul's deeper wisdom, we realize that we only need to know what to do in the next 3 steps. We don't need to know what to do 50 steps down the way. Oh, it's okay to plan and have goals and to do all those sort of things. But for the most part, life is happening in this live feed. And as we connect deeper to the silence within ourselves, we just always know what to say and do in the live feed of life. learning to embrace the silence, it takes practice. It's not something that we're used to doing. It certainly wasn't something that I was used to doing. It took a great deal of practice for me to learn how to set my mind down. I received a lot of teachings in that area when I went and I spent time with the Ashaya monks. I spent about 8 years with the Ashaya monks. And during those 8 years, there was a lot of teaching on how to set the mind down. But it's not like it was a complicated teaching. The greatest part of the teaching came by just taking time to set the mind down, to sit in that silent space in us. And then when the commentary of the mind would rise up and we'd be drawn out of that silent space, we were just reminded, we were given instructions to let that go. Be gentle and effortlessly let that go. Just set it down. And through many, many hours of turning inward in meditation, it started to become more my practice, and it eventually has become the way that I'm living my life. I'm not living my life through the commentary of my mind. I'm living my life by embracing that silent space in me as much as I can. These first three doors that we've gone through, you know, the door of love, the door of surrender, and the door of silence, they make up a great portion of what we need to know ourselves. We find ourselves very deeply in the door of love. The door of surrender, like I said last time, is a transient door. It's a door that we walk through so that we can move into the silence. It's the door of surrender sometimes comes before the door of love. If we learn how to surrender, we move into love. We learn how to surrender, we move into the silence. But these three first doors make up a great portion of what we need to know ourselves more deeply. They also make up a good portion of how we start to have a relationship with God. Because God itself is not this outside abstract figure. God is a living presence that lives inside of our soul. It's not something that's only reserved for the few to access. We all have access to that. And the more time we spend deep in the silence within ourselves, the more we start to understand the nature of God. We start to not only understand it, we start to experience the nature of God. And this is one of the most beautiful gifts that the silence offers us. It's the experience of the divine that comes up through us. For in the silence, we find our deepest connection to creativity. We find our deepest connection to love itself. We find our deepest connection with others in the world. As I've learned how to embrace silence, when I'm with other people, I feel more connected with them. No, I'm not just sitting there chattering away in my mind as they're speaking, as a friend's talking to me. I'm not lost in my mind while I'm out in nature. I'm actually experiencing the presence of it more deeply just by being able to stay anchored in that silent space within myself. And all that's really required is for us to surrender to it, to lean into it. I encourage everybody to take some time and to have your own experience with the door of silence. Look into yourself beyond the mind, beyond what you feel. In the door of silence, what we think and what we feel is irrelevant. It makes no difference at all. In the door of silence, we just surrender. We surrender over our thoughts and our feelings, and we just turn inward and rest. This is a threat to our ego, because our ego lives in constant chatter, and its very survival is dependent on us talking back to it. And the ego is just another word for the mind. The mind keeps itself rolling by having a constant dialogue. The silence is the death of the ego. Take some time and just experience that silence that lives in you. Your experience and my experience may not be the same, but over time, as you keep dipping into it, as you keep dipping into this experience, it will bring forward some of the greatest wisdom that you've ever known. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. I invite you to come back next week, and we're going to talk about the door of service.